NXT 2.0 loads up with 3 title matches. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on OccupyProWrestling.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Find out how at JustProWrestlingNews.com.
WWE.
3 title matches are being promoted for tonight's NXT. Raquel Gonzalez defending the NXT Women's Championship against Frankie Monet. Io Shirai and Zoe Stark putting the NXT Women's Tag Titles on the line against Gigi Dolin and JC Jane. And Roderick Strong putting up his newly won Cruiserweight title against Grayson Waller. Also announced for tonight's show, a no disqualification match between Hit Row's B-Fab and Legado del Fantasma's Electro Lopez. Big E defended his WWE Championship against Bobby Lashley not once, but twice on last night's Raw. First, Big E and Lashley opened the show with a title match that ended in a disqualification after a ringside brawl between the rest of the New Day and members of the newly reunited Hurt Business, Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander. That led to a second title match between Big E and Lashley in the main event, inside a steel cage. Big E beat Lashley, pinning him after a big ending from the second rope. After the match, Drew McIntyre returned to Raw and pointed his sword at Big E as the show went off the air. Goldberg made an appearance via satellite during Raw last night, and he made it clear that he is not done yet with Lashley. Damian Priest held on to the United States Championship last night after a brutal and bloody match against Sheamus. Doudrop answered Charlotte Flair's open challenge for a shot at the Raw Women's title, but a timely distraction by Eva Marie allowed Charlotte to get the pin after hitting Doudrop with Natural Selection. After the match, Shayna Baszler attacked Eva Marie. AJ Styles used the Styles Clash to pin one half of the Raw Tag Champs, Riddle. Angel Garza pinned Eric of the Viking Raiders with the Wing Clipper. Keith Lee, now using the nickname Bearcat, beat Akira Tozawa. Jinder Mahal, Veer, and Shanky beat Jeff Hardy, Mustafa Ali, and Mansoor. Veer pinned Ali. And Karrion Kross beat Jackson Ryker. The Royal Rumble will be held in St. Louis at the 80,000-seat Dome at America's Center on January 29th. Selena De La Renta confirmed to Fightful that she was in talks with WWE earlier this year, but she was not offered a contract, and she says she's now moved on to other ventures.
AEW.
AEW confirmed that the Full Gear pay-per-view will be held at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota on Saturday, November 13th. The show was originally announced for St. Louis before the date was changed. Tonight's AEW Dark has at least 11 matches, including Matt Sydal and Dante Martin versus The Factory's QT Marshall and Aaron Solo. Also a tag team match with Cesar Bononi and Adrian Jald, the former Arturo Huas in NXT. Plus, Ricky Starks, Kiera Hogan, and Julia Hart are in action. The NWA World's Heavyweight Champion Trevor Murdoch is set for action on tonight's NWA Power, teaming with the Pope for a 3-way tag team match against The End and Crimson and Jeremiah Plunkett. Also tonight, Genocide versus Allison Kay.
Impact Wrestling.
Mercedes Martinez is the first entrant announced for the one-night tournament during Impact Wrestling's Knockouts Knockdown special coming up next month.
Ring of Honor.
On this past weekend's Ring of Honor TV, Brody King pinned Shane Taylor to win a 4-way over Taylor, Kenny King, and Jay Lethal. Also, Brian Johnson beat PJ Black in a pure rules match. Major League Wrestling announced it signed independent wrestling veteran Beastman. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, September 28th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.